You have brothers or sisters?
No, I was the only child. The birth problem rendered my mother unable to have other children.
You went to elementary school in Muskogee?
Yes.
While this is all happening to you, early on, we have the Dust Bowl from 1930 to 1936. Yeah. We have the Depression, 1929 to 1939. Yeah. Is that affecting your family in any way?
Not the Dust Bowl that I know of, but the Depression did. My dad didn't have a steady job, so he worked at a drugstore part of the time. And part of the time, he helped my granddad do some mechanic work. My granddad on my mom's side was an auto mechanic.
But they didn't have much money.
In fact, they often told me that I was the only one of the three in the family who got fed that day.
Wow.
So, that was tough times.
These are lasting thoughts to you even today, aren't they?
Yeah.
You were only 7 years old, December 4th, 1941. Does that ring a bell for you?
I remember it because we were driving in North Carolina. My dad had a job there working on Lake Cherokee when it came over the radio. The Japanese had attacked us.
For a young boy, that had to cause some worry or alarm?
No, not really. I was too young for that at that point. In fact, I looked at it as kind of exciting.
But as you grew older and in the 50s, you remember the fear of communism and...
Oh, that was awful. Yeah. A lot of us, when Russia started building atomic bombs, we were pretty well convinced there'd be a nuclear war.
Yeah. Did you have tests in case it was a nuclear war that you had to get under your desk?
Yeah. Pretty regularly.
Tell us about what happened.
Well, what we'd have to do, if the siren went off, we'd have to get under a table or go in a bathroom, just almost like you would a tornado. In reality, that would really do no good in a nuclear attack. You know, you didn't have a chance. You were dead. You were just prolonging it a few weeks.
Did you remember hearing presidents on the radio early on, like Franklin Roosevelt?
Some, but not a lot.
Harry Truman, Eisenhower?
Yeah, Eisenhower. The one probably that I remember more than anybody else was after I became a young adult, and that was President Kennedy.
Okay.
I love that man. He was an incredible human being.
So then the day he was assassinated in November of 63, you remember that day?
Oh, yeah. I was driving on North Lewis Street in Tulsa on my lunch break when it happened.
The feelings in the days afterward?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a person in this country, Republican or Democrat, that weren't depressed over that.
Right.
It was awful.
Yeah. We haven't followed your artwork here. Yep. That also is happening to you when you're
very young, six, seven, eight. Yeah.
Tell us then what was going on with your art.
Of course, going to school, you get a little bit of art in what we call an art class. You know, 30, 40 minutes of drawing or painting. And I love that. From the first grade on through, I had some exposure doing that. But when I got to about maybe 7 years old or so, I started wanting to do that outside the art class. Paper was kind of scarce in those days, and so quite often I would take a chalk or a crayon or something, and I would do pictures on things like tabletops or desktops or sidewalks or textbooks. And I got in a lot of trouble doing that, believe me. I still tell people that I get paid for what I used to get spanking for when I was a kid.
Right. You know, the famed artist Charles Banks Wilson,
he
did scenarios in the state capitol.
Yeah.
He says he would draw under the table when he was 5 years old so his mother wouldn't see where he was drawing.
One of the neatest things, though, is that I have a creativity that I kind of relate to my grandmother beginning it, in that when I was pretty crippled up and I couldn't get out and play sports and stuff, she would spend afternoons with me. We'd get a tablet. She would make a line on that tablet, and then she'd say, "Now you make that into something. It might look like a snake or a bird," and then I'd do it for her.
Wow.
And we'd do that for all afternoon, week after week. I loved doing that, and that taught me how to see form when there wasn't a lot of form.
Your imagination was really growing there,
and
this was your grandmother again.
Yeah, my grandmother, on my Whitlock side.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. What a special person she was.
Yes, she was, Listen, grandmothers are special people. Your parents are, too, but grandparents have the time to devote to let you be yourself.